Somebody called me with the shaila regarding a wedding. Today's Tuesday, and somebody got married last Wednesday. So there was a sheva brachas tonight, the last sheva brachas for a chasam and kala in the neighborhood, and they wanted to know by what time do they have to say sheva brachas? Could they start the meal before shkia today? Do they have to bench before shkia today, or do they actually have to say the sheva brachas themselves before shkia today, which is basically going to determine how long the Shabbat brachas could be? Oftentimes, you go to Shabbat brachas and you sort of hope it'll be like an hour and a half. It ends up being twice as long. So this would be the kind of Shabbat brachas you want to go to. So I told them, I'll look it up. And in this wonderful sefer Hanisun Kehilchasam, he quotes some poskim who say that indeed it's not sufficient to start the seuda by shkia of the seventh day. You actually have to recite, not only benching, but actually recitation of the sheva brachas themselves all need to be before shkia. So that means if you, whatever time was called for today, 6:37, that means you're out by 8:15 today. So this was the sheva brachas you wanted to go to. So if you're all here, I'm sorry you missed that one. While we're talking about some halachas of sheva brachas, a few more halachas relating to sheva brachas. Obviously, some people have to eat bread. We'll talk about how many. Oftentimes, people are invited to, you know, fill out the quorum. At the end, we'll see if they have to eat or not eat. But what happens if you have a sheva brachas that wasn't necessarily designated to be a sheva brachas, an official sheva brachas? For example, let's say during the week of sheva brachas, one of the cousins is making a bris. And it happens to be that the Chas and Kala, during their week of Shabbat brachas, show up at the bris. So, okay, at the bris, they'll bench, and they'll say the very beautiful harachamans that we do insert during the benching, but is there going to be Shabbat brachas at that bris? So the poskim conclude that since it is not made as a seuda for the Chas and Kala, then there will not be Shabbat brachas. If they would add something extra for the Chas and Kala, they'll say it's a, you know, if the invitations would go out, well, you don't send out invitations for bris, but the announcement would go out saying the bris of our new son and the Shabbat brachas for our dear cousin, Yanki and Shprinzi, will be tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock in Share. So then, and they would add some special food, or it would be designated for the Shabbat brachas, or they would add some special food, because normally you'd have just, pancakes and eggs. Now you're going to have an omelet station. So then you would be able to have Shabbat brachas there. But again, in normal circumstances, if the Chas and Kala happen to be present when there is, you know, a meal happening, you know, if somebody in the family is making bar mitzvah, the Chas and Kala who got married a few days ago happened to show up. Again, there's no Shabbat brachas because of the presence of the Chas and Kala. That is actually no get. Apparently, there's a minigam, San Shtetlach, in Europe, that the Chas and Kala would come to Shalashuddis in the Shtibel. Apparently, that was the minhag you see from some of the Shas and Tshuvas. So if they have the regular fare for Shalash Shuddis, you have the regular challah rolls, mit herring, and mit tuna fish, right? And that's all they have. It just happens to be that instead of the normal 24 people there, there's 25, because the lady who one of them married shows up. So that would not warrant Shabbat brachas. However, if they add, oh, there's a Chas and Kala here, let's, you know, put out some sardines, right? Some sardines, lechavid the occasion. That would warrant something that they're most of an ochel miyuchad for the Chas and Kala, that would warrant Shabbat brachas. What about the question? I mentioned that, let's say there's a bar mitzvah. Let's say you bill it as the bar mitzvah for our dear son, so-and-so, and the Shabbat brachas for our cousin, our niece, our nephew. Please join us, you know, again, Shari at 7 p.m. So if you're designating that it will be for Shabbat brachas, okay, so then you could make it a Shabbat brachas with another simcha. But wait a second. Would there be an iser, perhaps, of Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha? Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. It's a real halacha. We learn it from Shlomo HaMelech. We learn it from the construction of the Beis HaMikdash. It's a din. It's an iser. Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. Not allowed to have two weddings at the same time. You're not allowed to have a wedding during Chol HaMoed, possibly according to one of the Shittas in Moed Katan. So is there a problem of having a Sheva Brachas? We said that you'll add a mix together if you designate it as a Sheva Brachas. But maybe there should be an Isser. So apparently the Pesukim say there's no problem of Ein Ma'ariv and Simcha B'Simcha with the combination of Simchas Sheva Brachas with another Sudas Mitzvah. Why not? I'm not trying to go to the Sugya. I just saw quoted in the footnotes of this beautiful Sefer. Finally, how many people actually have to eat, have to wash at the Suda to constitute a Sheva Brachas? So this beautiful Sefer says that there are a number of opinions. One opinion says as long as you have three people eat bread, the rest of them don't really have to eat anything. You have a Zimun, that's enough. We don't go like that. Another opinion says you have to have six out of the requisite ten, six out of the ten men will eat, have to eat bread, and the other four, even if they don't eat anything at all. So you have six people invited, four people you schlep in, just maybe they should be there, or maybe at least for the Shabbat Brachas. So the one opinion says that that works. We don't follow that either. The Shita which we follow is that there are 10 people there. Seven of them do have to eat bread, and three of them have to eat something, even if it's not bread, have to eat something which would warrant their participation in the Zimun, like the regular halachas of Zimun with Shem Hashem, with Elokeinu, in the regular halachas of Birchas HaMazon, which would be exactly this halacha. Seven people eat bread, three people had something else that with which they could be mitzayif, whether it's perus, a piece of cake, maybe even something to drink other than water. Not sure what the status of soda is. Certainly oranges would probably be okay, wine would be okay. Then they would be able to have Zimun. This is the minhag is like this last opinion that you would need seven people to eat bread, three people to at least eat something to be able to participate in the Zimun.